Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
Fine, thank you. And you?
I'm doing fine. I'm ready to hear about Bushranger, your new project, which rather unusually, well, I suppose you can guess from the title, is in Australia, but it's a bit of a move geographically for Extract Resources.
Yes, indeed, but you know, there's not a lot of copper on Regent Street or in South Kensington. I've researched the district. I've been researching it for some time. It's had a massive resurgence, and long boreholes reported 1270 in other districts meet this, recording continuous runs of mineralization and epithermal systems surrounding the porphyry. So the whole area has undergone a relook, if you like, having been through sort of three generations, and companies are reporting exceptional results, and it wasn't a difficult decision to actually decide to acquire 350,000 tons of contained copper in a porphyry that was open-ended, open on strike, open on death, 350,000 tons of contained copper with gold values increasing at around about 150 meter plus. So I thought it was a very exciting project. The porphyry itself, and the potential for epithermals, and of course 200 kilometers from the west of Sydney, a relatively easy place to work with good infrastructure and transparent mining regulations.
And how did this become available? Clearly one suspects that it's due to COVID, that maybe some people are shedding projects and this became available, but maybe you can tell us about that.
Well, there's some nail-biting times, actually, that the district has actually got an awful lot of interest in at the moment. There was a new listing not so many months ago. But I think COVID did help us this time around, which point, you know, one doesn't want to say those things, but I think in actual fact it did help. And we were quite, when we decided we wanted to do it, we were quite aggressive. The people who had the project, they were interested in an AIM as opposed to ASX. So a few things worked for us, and we got a good project at a good valuation with loads of potential.
Right, and in terms of the timeline, with what you're going to do with your newfound asset, what are the first steps? And presumably you're still assessing what you've actually got.
Well, there's an element of that, Zach, but this is not a project you need to dance around. There's no concept about it, so it's getting there. Drill, prove that strike, see how deep it goes, and some of these porphyries can be massive and quite deep and go on forever, you know, but you start at surface. So get in there. I mean, there's no shortcut now. This is not field work, this is not geophysics, geochemistry, this is get in there and work and prove up that porphyry, increase the grade and increase the tonnage. You know that there's a buyback. Anglo can buyback if certain parameters are achieved. And so really, aim towards those parameters. But a world-class project and a world-class district, there's no shortcut. There's no dancing. It's really, we've got to get on with it. We've got to get on with it, and get on with it we will. That might frighten a few people, but it doesn't us, because drilling costs are quite cheap in Australia compared with the rest of the world. We know exactly where to drill, so the risk-reward ratio is not as high as it might be. So I think we can add quite a bit of value in a short time in terms of tons and grade. And of course, look for the there's good indications that one of those epithermal systems does in actual fact exist. So we'll be following that up on a reconnaissance basis concurrent with our extension of the porphyry.
Right, and by the end of the year, where do you expect Bushranger to be? And maybe Extract in general, actually?
Extract in general, the Manika project, Hard Rock, will be up and running. In the short term, I'm hoping that we'll add to the alluvials and possibly the Freed Milling Gold. And by year end, I rather hope that the market will be saying, our shareholders will be saying, and the results will be saying, boy, that was a good acquisition. That was a really good acquisition. But in the right space, you know, I think the copper story that I'm so, story, I don't like the word story, that copper situation, the copper fundamentals, which I'm so, so impressed by and so much involved with, I think by year end they will be coming through. So we'll have a super project in the right environment at the right time. Looking forward to 2021.
Colin Bird, executive chairman at Extract Resources. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.